You're listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Gene here at the new Classical FM. Now, tonight at 6 o'clock, running from 6 to 9, Myzeum presents Moses and Music from City to Zoomer. It's happening right here at the MZTV Museum of Television, 70 Jefferson Avenue in Liberty Village. Curated by Ed Conroy and Emily Berg, this is an exhibition that celebrates the channels, shows, and watershed moments in Canadian music history created by Moses Neimer, which not only defined the musical tastes of a generation of Toronto and Canadian viewers in both official languages, but also inspired local personalities to become themselves artists, directors, writers, and producers. And joining us in the studio is Ed Conroy, founder of RetroOntario.com and exhibit curator of Myzeum, and Diane Blake, founder and board chair of Myzeum of Toronto. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I'm going to start with you, Diane. I'm unfamiliar. What exactly is Myzeum?
Myzeum is the History City Museum of Toronto.
Okay.
You probably know that in the 1970s, David Crombie said that Toronto needs a history museum.
Yes.
And nothing really substantial has happened since then. So we decided to set up a not-for-profit charity, called it Myzeum, to show that it's a different, modern, participatory take on the old museum model. Okay. And that's what Myzeum is. So
right.
This is our one of our many programming initiatives.
So there isn't like a set place like the Royal Ontario Museum.
No, there isn't. It's everywhere. It's a museum without walls.
It's fantastic.
And we have exhibits for this music from People City all across the city. Mississauga, Scarborough, etc.
Cool. Ed, you had a cornucopia of things to choose from for this exhibit. I mean, how on earth did you whittle it down to make it fit?
Well, that's a very good question. Studying Moses' history, he talked a lot about when he was starting out being inspired by the great new wave French film directors. So people like Jean-Luc Godard and François Truffaut. And you look at those guys and they adhered to this thing called the auteur theory, which is that if you look at a director's body of work, you can see commonality. You can see threads that go through the whole entirety of their work. And with Moses, I mean, you're right. Where do you even start? There's so much innovation and just absolutely groundbreaking stuff. But music has always been paramount in everything that he's done, literally and metaphorically. I mean, you find the nuances of music even in when he did City Pulse at City TV. It was like rock and roll news.
Yeah.
So what we did was basically constructed a timeline. We chose the song People City that he commissioned in 1972 to launch City TV as sort of the starting point. And we traced that trajectory across up until right now with the new classical and AM 740 and the wonderful programming on Vision.
Right. Diane, this sounds like the perfect thing for Myzeum. I mean, in channeling a huge swath of Toronto history.
Well, exactly. It's recent enough that some people can really relate to it, you know, personally, but it also celebrates the many cultures that represent the music from People City, and also we can celebrate the neighborhoods, the songs, the different aspects of Toronto's music history.
And Diane, is there a group of you or an ensemble that makes up Myzeum?
Well, we have a staff, we have a board. We're a going concern, sure. And we have lots of volunteers. People love, especially younger people love to volunteer with our organization because they do feel that it's a different type of museum that they can relate to and participate in.
Ed, what can people expect when they walk in the door?
I think, for younger people, it's going to be very eye-opening. It's almost almost Martian to see all of this material that really set the stage for what we all or what they take for granted, I think, now. You know, it's so easy to go on the internet and find music and all this stuff. But, you know, back then, it was very difficult. And you had Moses up there conducting all of these genres of music, you know, ranging from hip-hop to classical to opera on all of these networks. And so for older folk like us, I think it's just a beautiful stroll down memory lane and a reminder of the importance.
Do you go back and have some stuff from like Queen Street East when they launched Channel 79?
Oh, yes. The MZTV Museum is decked out in vintage footage, paraphernalia, ephemeral items. We're screening a very short documentary about the origins of the song People City that features Mayor David Crombie and Tommy Ambrose and Moses.
Terrific.
And yeah, so total throwback Thursday for the ages.
That's a good way to put it. I like that. Is this the inaugural exhibit from Mizeum?
No, last year we had an exhibit called Cosmopolis, which was based on a book by Colin Boyd Schaefer about people who live here from practically every country in the world, bar 10, I think. Mm-hmm. But we also have Mizeum Intersections, which is our festival in March, which brings collaborative groups together to exhibit various aspects of the history and culture of the city. Mm-hmm. We have Mizeum Connections, which is a group event for people in the cultural sector. We have Mizeum on the Move, where we go to different communities to capture their stories and experiences of the city.
Great idea.
I think that this exhibit, the Moses Neimer exhibit, I think it's because a lot of people forget he was pretty darn instrumental in bringing Toronto's multicultural background to the forefront in terms of not only the programming but of the personalities that he hired as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, the song People City that we sort of modeled the overall exhibit on was a celebration of that multicultural fabric, which, you know, you think about 1972, you know, that was just starting. And that beautiful song by Tommy Ambrose, I think it's more important now in 2017 than it even was then. But that was the prophetic nature of Moses. He saw this stuff coming. He embraced it and he blazed that trail.
It really is amazing. I want to go sneak. Can I sneak over there? And take
Please. The more the merrier.
Well, it sounds like it's spectacular, and it's running through until January 12th. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Here at the Zoomerplex at 70 Jefferson Avenue. Now, it launches tonight at 6, as I say, at the MZ Museum of Television, 70 Jefferson Avenue, here in Liberty Village. The public is invited to come and would love to see you there. There's a free parking on site, and as well, you can book tours for it by emailing Carolyn at mztv@mztv.com. Thank you both very much for dropping
indeed.
In today.
Thank you
so kindly.
We have been speaking to, I've got so many papers here, I've lost them, Ed Conroy, the founder of RetroOntario.com and executive exhibit curator of Mizeum, and Diane Blake, founder and board chair of the Mizeum of Toronto. And again, we've been talking about Mizeum presents Moses in Music, From City to Zoomer, which kicks off tonight here at the Zoomerplex.